morning we're going to Psalm 21. The psalm in our reading for today. And I want to center in on verse 13. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. Great little verse. Strong little verse. Declarative little verse. I want to read to you this morning what Matthew Henry says about this verse, this whole psalm, actually. The psalmist teaches to look forward with faith and hope. That's what this psalm is all about. And prayer upon what God would further do. The success with which God blessed David was a type of the total overthrow of all Christ's enemies. God did a great thing for David, didn't he, huh? He really did a number on the enemies for David. Those who might have had Christ to rule and save them, but rejected him and fought against him, shall find the remembrance of a worm that dies not. That's not really good news, is it, huh? Let's stay with Jesus is the bottom line there. God makes sinners willing by his grace, receives them to his favor, and delivers them from the wrath to come. Amen. I like that. I like the sound. Matthew Henry, you got it right. That's exactly. And the Bible got it right. Outstanding. Outstanding. God got it right. Yes. We agree with you, Lord. May he exalt himself by his all-powerful grace in our hearts, destroying all the strongholds of sin and Satan. I love it. May he exalt himself because of the wonderful things that he does in yours and my hearts to set us free from the strongholds of sin and Satan. How great should be our joy and praise to behold our brother and friend upon the throne. And for all the blessings we may expect from him, yet he delights in his exalted state as enabling him to confer happiness and glory on poor sinners who are taught to love. Thank you, Matthew Henry. I think that's a pretty good commentary on the psalm. Let's stand and let's say this last verse together and enjoy all that God is, the strength that he has, and because of that strength, what he's done for you and me. Oh, would you like a transparent? Look, she's just standing there so politely. She would like that. Thank you, Pat. She does great. To work with Pastor Kevin and I, she's really an angel. She is an angel. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. And that's exactly what we're going to do this morning. Keep me, Jesus, as the apple of your eye, is what we're going to start with. Because he has kept us as the apple of his eye, and we want him to continue to do that, don't we, Pastor Kevin?
Absolutely, we do.
Let's sing about it.
How many know this song?